Government will soon start making payments to contractors who have carried out projects, particularly in the roads and education sectors. Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, who dropped the hint at the daily media briefing at Flagstaff House in Accra, said the Minister of Finance has assured President Mahama the monies will be paid. Government says it appreciates the patience exhibited by the contractors.
The Minister for Finance indeed has assured His Excellency the President that all contractors will be paid very soon. Contractors who did work particularly in the area of roads and other services that they carried out for government, particularly roads and education, they will be paid very soon. And we all know that once contractors are paid, there will be an injection of liquidity in the market. And I believe that the issue of not having enough money would have been a bit, or to a very large extent, is something that will be done pretty soon. Maybe possibly within next month or this month, they will be paid. What I can tell you without any doubt is that they will be paid. And again, the payment is not hinged on the Eurobond. Let's get that very clear.
Meanwhile, President John Mahama has directed the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General to carry out some reforms of the legal sector. This is to make it efficient in justice delivery in the country. Murtala Mohammed spells out the reforms to be looked at.
The President said the reforms should focus on a number of issues. One, improve the training of government lawyers, develop a scheme for enabling increasing funding of the sector, develop automatic processes to enable tracking of cases, attendance in court and attitude to work schedule in addition to digital record keeping to ensure the maintenance of accurate records of government cases. In fact, the attendance in court, the Attorney General, what they have done is that they have a team that goes around the courts every day to find out which of their lawyers turn up for cases. It is obvious that there are some cases that the Attorney General and Minister of Justice and invariable government lost because lawyers who are supposed to represent government from the Attorney General failed to turn up. You can attribute this some even judgment debts that are paid because lawyers who are supposed to have represented government in those cases for reasons best known to them failed to turn up. Part of the reforms is to develop effective administrative and management system for the legal system in Ghana. It is expected that a retool system at the Attorney General's office will effectively and efficiently link up with all government departments and provide them the services needed to guarantee a better public service and finance management.
Murtala Mohammed is a Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations.